Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're a part of a value-added program or would like to get involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we've been delivering dependable for over 30 years.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, following mostly steady cash cattle prices last week, packers and feeders are expected to slowly enter the holiday week with uncertainty as to how many cattle will be traded through the shortened week. Although most cattle were reported to be sold at steady money with last week's price levels, we saw $110 in our part of the country. That was actually about a dollar lower. Active cash market activity not expected until late tomorrow or Wednesday, but with plants dark on Thursday, it's likely that both sides will get at least a good start on needed cash sales by the end of the day Wednesday. Now, hog futures quickly bounced back Friday afternoon with triple-digit losses essentially offsetting previous losses. The active buyer support had little to do with significant change in direction of the market at the end of the week, but more focus on the fact that the pork complex continues to be undervalued and concerns of significant demand erosion may have been overplayed. February and April futures closed Friday with gains of above $2, creating a stronger base on which traders can rest as prices have bounced back above Thursday's support levels. Now moving to the grains, gains at all three wheat exchanges overnight as direction is taken from new row crops. Unlike corn and soybeans, which are near contract highs or making new ones, the technical picture in wheat is mostly uninspiring at this point. Downtrends are still in place for Minneapolis and Chicago, while Kansas City remains inside its consolidated pattern. Weather isn't much of a driver at the moment, with northern hemisphere producers entering dormancy while southern hemisphere producers get rolling on harvest. Strong overnight trade at the Sunday evening open and holding that strength into Monday morning as dryness concerns in South America takes center stage on the corn. Some corn contracts have put in new contract highs overnight, while others tied to the Veterans Day's high and deferred contracts have yet to do either. Sharply higher soy prices overnight across the complex, with January soybeans touching $12 shortly after the Sunday night open. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, hard red winter wheat, let's actually start with the livestock. We're December live cattle down 15 cents, 108.10. February up 12, 110.65. January feeder cattle down 95, 134.60. And March down 57 at 134.37. December hogs up 42 cents, 64.12. Kansas City wheat, December up 1.5, 550 and a quarter. March up 2.25, 559 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 1.5, 593 and a quarter. March up 3/4 at 599 and a half. December corn up 3/4, 423 and a quarter, and March was up a penny at 428 and a quarter. January soybeans up 3.5, 1181. March up 5 3/4, 1181 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.